I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. There's a band of rock that starts on one bank of the Middle Fork of the Flathead River west of Essex. It drops down underneath the current and rises up on the other side. Coulter Pence says this is her favorite stretch of the wild and scenic river.
It's like you're going underneath a rainbow, an upside-down rainbow.
Pence is a river and trails manager on the Flathead National Forest. She says further downstream, the colorful rocks on the riverbed sparkle underwater.
Even people who see photos like on social media will know that it's the Three Forks of the Flathead when they see that colored cobble. And that's one of the outstandingly remarkable values for the Three Forks of the Flathead, the geologic value with those multicolored Proterozoic belt rocks.
These distinctive features may seem eternal to the dozens of people who float by each day. But a lot is changing on the Flathead River, from the number of people splashing in it to the nutrients and contaminants cycling through it. To address these changes, the Flathead National Forest and Glacier National Park are in the very first stages of drafting a new comprehensive river management plan. This plan will guide how the two agencies work together to preserve the unique aspects of this river system into the future. In many places, they each manage one side of the same river. They're hosting a series of public meetings this summer to hear what people think is important in this river system and how they want to see it managed. The two agencies will begin the formal comment and plan drafting process under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, this December. The entire plan is expected by the end of 2020. The new plan will describe the river as it is now, set goals and desired conditions, determine user capacities, and create a monitoring plan that both agencies will carry out. Chris Prue is the Recreation Program Manager on the Flathead National Forest.
We're projecting 10 to 15 years from now what we want to see, so it's challenging, to say the least.
Prue says a lot has changed in the four decades since the Flathead was designated wild and scenic, from the number of people floating the river's Three Forks to the populations of threatened and endangered wildlife the original plan was meant to support.
Bald eagles were a threatened species at the time, so our plan focused heavily on protecting bald eagle nests and areas around nests so eagles could feed on fish uninterrupted by the public. And grizzly bear are potentially going to be delisted here soon, so there's some change conditions that we're really trying to take into account for the next 15 years.
Rob Davies, district manager for the Hungry Horse Glacier View Ranger District, says how people are using the river is different too, along with the traditional soft-sided raft.
Now we're seeing drift boats, we're seeing paddle boards, we're seeing all types of kayaks. So, and the availability of watercraft in this area is really exploding.
Indigo Scott adds that the river management plan won't only look at how humans use the river. She's a river ranger for the Flathead National Forest. She says management plans like these are meant to preserve a range of outstanding, remarkable values. That's planning talk for fish and wildlife, water quality, scenery, cultural and historic sites, even those colorful cobbles down at the bottom of the riverbed.
Sometimes recreation, because it is such a human, outstandingly remarkable value, gets privileged above the others, and we can't forget about the wildlife or the geology or any of the other values just because we're the ones benefiting from the recreational value.
Chris Prue says there are 7 outstanding remarkable values on this section of the Middle Fork between West Glacier and the confluence with the North Fork. The Flathead's Wild and Scenic River designation covers 219 miles and includes 6 distinct segments. Each has its own set of values.
What experience are we managing for? I mean, that's the million-dollar question for this.
Rob Davies says that's what makes managing this river so challenging and unique.
There's a lot of variety and a lot of different thoughts about how much use is enough, how much is too much. And that's going to be really important to understand what the public feels about that.
So far this summer, the public has weighed in on water quality, wildlife, and cultural sites. Mostly the managers just listen, but they've addressed some of the comments already. At the water quality meeting in May, landowners along the North Fork's scenic segment said they worried no one was monitoring for E. coli that they feared was a potential byproduct from the increased number of people camping along the river. Mary Riddle, planning director for Glacier National Park, says the park will have updated sampling data by the end of the summer.
So we'll get some baseline samples, but it hasn't been sampled before, to our knowledge.
The next public meeting is tonight at 6 at the Flathead Valley Community College in Kalispell. It'll focus on fisheries. A meeting in September will cover geology and botany. Another in October will tackle recreation. More information about the planning process and tonight's meeting are on our website, mtpr.org. On the Middle Fork of the Flathead River, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.